Now, for the past couple of weeks, Margaret Mills has been looking at Essex cures for various things and also producing some rather dodgy jokes. But now I think this week you're going to take a look at the history of Hutton Poplars Hall in Hutton.
Indeed, yes. Oh, and I promise, not a single bad joke. So you can all relax and breathe a big sigh of relief.
Right, okay.
Okay, Hutton Poplars. People drive past it, maybe walk past it every day. What's the story behind it? Well, the buildings really came about in 1906 when it was opened as Hutton Residential School. And the brains behind it was a man called George Lansbury, who some people may have heard of. George was a reformer. He was a philanthropist, very involved with social causes, and particularly appalled with the amount of poverty and destitution that he saw in the Poplar area of London. Very poor area at this time, and particularly regarding the welfare of children. And so George Lansbury's dream was to open a residential school for poor and destitute and orphan children, where they would be able to come into fresh, clean air and be brought up and looked after and trained for a proper job and generally have a better life. And that's exactly what he put in motion. Caused a little bit of controversy when the expense was queried. His comment was, hang the rates. When somebody said, well, you know, this is going to have to be paid from the rates, his reply was, hang the rates, which didn't go down very well. And in fact, questions were asked in Parliament, especially when the cost of the school complex escalated to over £184,000.
A lot of money then.
Bear in mind, 1906, the school wasn't opened until 1907, when it said a procession of children with teachers and nurses walked up the hill from Shenfield Station to take up residence for the first time. And it was built as, you could say, a village, you could say a small town. It was a self-contained complex. They had their own infirmary, they had their own school, their own chapel, their own dining rooms for the children. The children were educated, they were trained for a career and generally looked after very well, and had a much longer lifespan than they would have had in the East End of London.
Indeed.
So Lansbury was a very controversial figure in his day, but nevertheless, he's gone down in history as somebody who had the welfare of children very much at heart.
Fine. Okay. Thanks very much indeed. And where are you off to next week?
Next week, after the story of Hutton Poplars, I'm off to Merrymead House off of Sawyers Hall Lane.
Oh, is that the same sort of establishment?
It was a private house. At the moment, it's used for lots of different things, including adult education classes.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.